This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
This month, officials in McHenry and Kankakee counties released or transferred all immigrants facing deportation being held in their county jails. Those actions were taken to comply with the Illinois Way Forward Act, which took effect in January. The law bans local county jails from renting out beds to the federal government to detain immigrants facing deportation. McHenry and Kankakee counties tried to stop the law, but ultimately lost. WBEZ's Maria Inez Zamudio spoke to Shanat Sobrevia, an activist with the Organized Communities Against Deportations, about the implementation of the new law.
Immigration activists work with immigration officials to release detainees. How many were released and how many were transferred?
Yeah, and this is a difficult one to answer with precision because they are not very clear and hard to get information. Many of our organizations and us were talking to people inside. We came in December thinking that there was about 150 people detained at both McHenry and Kankakee. I told us later that it was a little bit less than that. They told us about 76 people, where 40 people were released and 30 people were transferred. Some of them were moved to Indiana, which is a temporary holding facility. We know that some of them are now in Kentucky. Some of them were sent to Oklahoma, and a few folks were sent to Texas. We were pushing and fighting for people to be released to their communities. And instead, many of them were taken to Oklahoma and Texas.
Can you tell us more about the legal challenges trying to block the Illinois Way Forward Act?
I don't necessarily have a lot of the details. I know that McHenry and Kankakee were arguing loss of income. I mean, we know that when they enter into contract with ICE, they do get a certain amount of money per person that's detained there, or I believe per bed that they have available. But also, you know, holding people in a pandemic and even without a pandemic is just such a harm to life, such a harm to the surrounding community, that their arguments very much did not make sense. So, but I know that that was part of their argument, that they were concerned about loss of income.
Can you describe the living conditions detained immigrants faced in some of these county jails?
Yes, and I can share from what people were telling us. I mean, we've been in touch with people at McHenry mostly, and it has been especially hard. The months of December and January were particularly difficult because of Omicron. So we were often talking about what they're experiencing, being placed in solitary confinement. I mean, we were told sometimes lack of hot waters, lack of soap.
Illinois is one of four states with similar laws banning private and county-run immigration detention centers. How are activists planning to deal with future arrests of undocumented immigrants, since they will most likely end up being housed in other states?
Yeah, I think that's an important thing to talk about. Raids are not going to stop. ICE still has authority to come and disrupt our communities, so people will still be detained. And so for us, it's going to be critical to continue to fight for an end to deportations. I think it's important that other states, other cities, we keep fighting for an end to detention, an end to deportations, most importantly, because that is still very much what we're experiencing. End to detention is just a harm reduction, one piece that can happen to reduce the pain and the trauma inflicted on people.
That was WBEZ reporter Maria Inez Zamudio speaking with Shanat Sobrevila about the Illinois Way Forward Act, which bans local jails from detaining immigrants facing deportation.